Vivian Matterborn is the CEO of Internet New Zealand, who have been criticised for racism within Internet New Zealand. Now, we had Kaitiana Taiodu talk about some of the issues, but now Vivian is here to talk about the changes that have been made in Internet New Zealand. Now, independent reviews found systemic racism at the organisation, which saw it react too slowly to a video that encouraged the slaughter of Māori. The review found not enough was done by authorities to remove the YouTube video, which remained online for around 24 hours after being posted last year. Vivian Matterborn is with us for a chat about that. Tēnā koe, Vivian. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Tēnā koe. Yes, my pleasure.
Well, look, this is disappointing, but the review has suggested changes, and I guess they will be forthcoming. Firstly, the fact that a video of this type could stay on the net for 24 hours when it was quite obviously racist and disturbing. What happened that was the case, and what has happened since post-review that we'll see changes going forward, Vivian?
Yes, thank you. Well, in some ways, not a lot has changed. When somebody posts racist or material that's harmful to people online, like on YouTube, which was the case here, people who care about that have got to work with the platform it's on, and in that case YouTube, to try and get it down. And that's still the case. Nothing has changed about that, particularly if the material hasn't been proved to be illegal first. If it's proved to be illegal, if the chief censor has said this is illegal material, then it's much easier to get it down. But if that hasn't happened, then what an organisation like Internet New Zealand can do is call those people that we know in those platforms and say, this is objectionable material, it's unacceptable, get it down. Now, what has changed since that video was posted 18 months ago is that before that point, Internet New Zealand had a policy to not comment on material online. It's on somebody else's platform. We didn't use our voice to say this is outrageous and unacceptable, change it. And so the fundamental thing that's changed for us since is that is no longer the case. We will use our voice and our influence to work with those platforms immediately that we have been alerted that there's material that's highly offensive, and if the people who have alerted it to us have not succeeded in getting it taken down, then we'll certainly add our voice and influence to theirs.
Thank you, Vivian. Can you share with our listeners a little information about Internet New Zealand? How was it established? What was its goals? What are the goals?
Well, it was established back in 1995, and of course, that's way before smartphones or anything like that. The very small group of people, young Pākehā men working mostly in academia, they were students or maybe lecturers, and interested in IT. And, you know, there were about 2,000 domain names in New Zealand at that time. Now we have over 750,000. So the focus was very much on what techie people call the pipes, getting people connected to the internet. And one of the things we've learned during this review is that Māori actually were advocating to be included in the thinking and the design about the internet from those very early days. And, you know, basically because of racism, were excluded.
That seems as though it is being tended to and changes are afoot. You mentioned that there were well-meaning guys who put it together back in the day, Vivian, but very little Māori input to the way that it was set up. Of course, we've got a few more savvy tangata whenua in the digital space now than perhaps we had at that time. But even so, the fact that you have modified how you respond to these types of postings or threats means that you've come along the road somewhat. What about women? You said it was mainly Pākehā guys, a few Māori, I'm assuming. Many women involved in those early stages or now at Internet New Zealand?
Well, I would say that would be a similar story, that there were very few women involved at that time. But we have come a long way. Actually, today, for Internet New Zealand, we have our first woman president, and I'm the first Tumu Whakarae, woman Tumu Whakarae at Internet New Zealand as well. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of the norms of our society today are influencing Internet New Zealand strongly, and I think that means we're much better aligned to respond to racism and misogyny than we ever have been before.